Pull up a chair as we bring you tonight's game from the furniture capital of the world. The Northern Guilford Nighthawks take on the Southwest Guilford Cowboys in our high school football game of the week on WSJS Sports. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Ranch Southwest Athletic Stadium in High Point, North Carolina. Northern Guilford trying to start 6-0 for the first time since 2012. It is homecoming here for Southwest Guilford. Every available seat in the metal bleachers is full. Southwest Guilford in black jerseys with white numbers outlined in Kelly Green. They have black pants and Kelly Green helmets with the interlocking SW and Cowboy logo on the left side of the helmet. Northern Guilford, meanwhile, they're wearing white jerseys and white pants. They have purple numbers on the fronts and backs of the jerseys. They have purple and silver stripes. They have the purple and silver UCLA stripes going over each shoulder. And then they have the purple and silver stripes on each side of the pants. Purple helmets with the uniform number in silver on the left side, and over on the right side, they have the oversized Flying Nighthawk logo. We are underway here at Southwest Athletic Stadium. Southwest Guilford receives the opening kickoff. Now Joey McGinnis will set up in the shotgun. And he'll take the belt high snap. Back to throw on third and two. Quick pass to the left. It is caught. Racing to the outside. Outside the numbers. Inside the 25-yard line and 20. And finally shoved out of bounds on the near sideline is Corbin Wilson. Now a handoff goes to McCain. Running left. And now the ball pops out along the near sideline. And Northern Guilford jumps on top of it. A critical mistake for the Cowboys as they drove deep into Nighthawk territory, and Northern Guilford comes away with the turnover. And turnovers have been a problem for the Cowboys this season. That is their 12th giveaway in just five games plus one drive. On first down, pass is batted up in the air and intercepted by Southwest Guilford. Cowboys have it. A huge play by Xavion Bass after the ball was deflected by Johnny Curse. McGinnis surveying the defense as he barks out signals. Takes a chest high snap. Back to throw on fourth down. Now scrambling to his left. Looks. Now he pump fakes and he's going to get wrapped up and brought down for a sack again. And Northern Guilford takes over on downs as once again the pressure to the quarterback takes care of business. Jack Gooch with the stop. Jack Mercer standing in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Hands it off. Now juking. Trying to get to the outside and doing so is Jordan McGinnis. McGinnis into the secondary, racing down the far sideline, and finally gets shoved out of bounds across the 50-yard line and all the way down to the Southwest Guilford 39. Mercer back to throw on fourth down. Looks, throws over the middle. Underthrown, interception made by Southwest Guilford. Stepping up and making the pick. His second of the ball game, Xavion Bass. First down and 10. Handoff, ball pops out on the hit. And picking it up and going back the other way is Northern Guilford. Racing all the way in for a touchdown is Austin Flippin. Al-Wakil Saban was on the carry, and as soon as he touched the ball, he got a shoulder right into the chest. That dislodged the ball, and Austin Flippin there for the scoop and score. That's going to bring us to the end of the first quarter at Southwest Athletic Stadium in High Point. A defensive battle so far. Northern Guilford with a scoop and score holds a 7-0 lead over Southwest Guilford. Mercer back to throw. Quick sling over the middle. Pass is caught inside the 15-yard line down to the 14. Making the catch is Vance Bolyard. Mercer again in the shotgun. He'll take the snap. Drops back to throw. He's under pressure. Looks. Throws to the right. Pass is caught. Touchdown Northern Guilford. Terrell Timmons ran a quick cross route. Mercer found him just inside the right pylon, and the Nighthawks strike again. And now Northern Guilford out of the swinging gate is going to go for two. And they have an open receiver to the right. It's Terrell Timmons again, and he makes the catch for the two-point conversion. So Northern Guilford striking fast. And with that two-point conversion, they now lead Southwest Guilford 15-0 with 7:19 to go in the first half. Joey McGinnis once again standing in the shotgun. Takes a chest high snap. Back to throw on fourth down. McGinnis has time. Looks, throws over the middle. Pass is caught inside the 20-yard line. Ball is wrestled out of his hands. Was he down by contact? Corbin Wilson made the catch. And as his right elbow hit the ground, the ball popped loose. They're going to say he is down by contact. A huge first down for Southwest Guilford on a gain of 17 yards by Wilson on 4th and 7. First down and 10 from the 14. High snap. McGinnis leaps and catches it and now hands it off. Cameron McCain inside the 10, inside the 5. Bounces off a tackler into the end zone. Touchdown Southwest Guilford. A 14-yard touchdown run by Cameron McCain as he bulldozes his way for 6. And now with 3:54 to go in the first half, Southwest Guilford strikes against this Northern Guilford defense. It is now a 15-7 game in favor of the Nighthawks. The direct snap goes to the running back, Jordan McGinnis, and Southwest Guilford's on top of it. Cowboys bring him down in the backfield for a loss of five, and that's going to make it fourth down now for Northern Guilford. Now on second down and 10, pass complete. Michael Phillips breaks away from a tackle and gets shouldered down at the 49-yard line. That's good for a gain of 12 and a first down for the Cowboys. McGinnis has a man open over the middle. Catch made. Kendall Woodhouse inside the 20-yard line, and the ball's popped out, but the Cowboys are on top of it. They make the recovery, and then a face mask on the tackle. What a turn of events. On third down, handoff. No, they fake the handoff. McGinnis still has it. Racing to his right. Dances into the end zone. Touchdown, Southwest Guilford. What a fake by Joey McGinnis. The Nighthawks defenders went to the running back, and McGinnis takes it himself for the score. Looks like they're going to go for two. McGinnis again in the shotgun. Has a man in motion to his right. McGinnis back to throw. Looks, fires over the middle, passes, batted away and incomplete. And that's going to bring us to the end of the first half. As Southwest Guilford hanging tough here with the undefeated Northern Guilford Nighthawks. And as we reach halftime in High Point, it is 15-13 in favor of Northern Guilford. Third down and 25. Mercer, bubble screen, out to the left, has a man. That's Manny Elliott. Elliott cuts up field, across the 50, across the 40, utilizing that speed down the near sideline, cuts back inside of the 10, and brought down at the 5-yard line. Yeah, Jordan McGinnis is standing in the shotgun as the Wildcat. He'll take it right up the middle, and he's going to get into the end zone. Touchdown, Northern Guilford. The huge play for Manny Elliott on third down sets up the score from Jordan McGinnis from 2 yards out, and the Nighthawks extend their lead. So with 9:34 remaining in the third quarter, big drive by Northern Guilford as they score on the opening possession of the second half, and they now regain that two-possession lead. It's 22-13, Northern Guilford over Southwest Guilford. On third down, McGinnis under pressure in the backfield, and he's going to go down for a sack. Immediate pressure from Northern Guilford as Austin Flippin, the guy who had that fumble recovery for a touchdown earlier, comes in and makes the sack. Mercer, number 16 in the white jersey, hands it off. McGinnis running left, has an opening inside the 30, inside the 20-yard line, dragging a couple of Southwest tacklers with him, and finally brought down at the 15. Again, trip wide receivers to the right on first down and 10 from the 14. Play fake, they throw it, back shoulder throw, catch made. And rolling over the top and into the end zone for a touchdown is Manny Elliott. Manny Elliott rolled over the Southwest Guilford tackler with the ball in his hand and just crossed the goal line. And Northern Guilford strikes again. Grant McNeil on for the extra point. It is up and it is no good. It misses wide right. So it is a 15-point game at 28-13 with 1:33 to go in the third quarter. Down to the final second. They just get the snap off in time. Joey McGinnis, zone read option, now races into the open field, has the first down and more, up to the 50-yard line before finally being shouldered down. A nice run by Joey McGinnis. He emphatically signals first down as that brings us to the end of the third quarter. Two wide receivers out to each side. Joey McGinnis, number 4 in the black jersey, stands in the shotgun. High snap. Bobbles it, then handles it. Under pressure, he gets sacked. Ball comes loose, and it's picked up by Northern Guilford. Back the other way, into the open field, and racing all the way for a touchdown is Vance Bolliard. The second scoop and score for the Nighthawks tonight. And now it's a 35-13 Northern Guilford lead. Southwest Guilford going for it on fourth down and 4 from the 50. McGinnis in the shotgun, takes a snap, drops back to throw, pressure coming, steps up into the pocket, looks, lobs, pass is intercepted, picked off by the Nighthawks at the 30-yard line. And getting brought down at the 35-yard line after making the pick, the interception by Jatan Harris. McNeil has made his only field goal attempt this season. It was from 35. This one from 34. It's up, it has the distance, and it is good. And with 4:56 remaining from High Point, Northern Guilford extends the lead. It's now 38-13 over Southwest Guilford. On first down, belt high snap to McGinnis. Flushed out of the pocket, has some running room. Up across the 45-50 with speed. Up across the 50-yard line, down across the Northern Guilford 40, and steps out of bounds on the near sideline at the Nighthawks 33. And on fourth down, Joey McGinnis back in the game. Fires a pass over the middle, tipped up in the air, and it's intercepted by the Nighthawks. Picked off inside the 10-yard line and getting spun down after making the interception was Ishmael Atkins. And the final seconds will tick off as Northern Guilford, in the first ever meeting with Southwest Guilford, remains undefeated and moves to 6-0 on the season. A big second half gives the Nighthawks a 38-13 victory over the Cowboys this evening in High Point.